Okay, so Yirtzeh Hashem, we will complete the sugya of Motzei Chametz B'Yantif, the base of B'Yantif, Kofel of Zekri. So we saw this sugya yesterday, began to notice how Rashi sets up the sugya, the statement of Yehuda Amarav, that a person finds Chametz B'Veso on Yantif of Pesach. So it's enough to be Kofel Zekri. When you say it's enough, that means two things, Lafuke, two things. He doesn't need to make a machitza. The kofes akli is for a hecker. He shouldn't come to eat it. There's a greater hecker in the form of a machitza, but that's not required. And the other lafuke is that you don't have to do much more than that than the hecker. Namely, you have to destroy the chametz, get rid of the chametz, take it away. And Rashi explains, why would that not be the case? If there is a violation pending here by Rai Matzeh, then shouldn't you be required and allowed to do more than just a hecker, but to actually get rid of the chametz? Rashi says, take it out. And what then? Either that's enough, or put into the river, or consider the possibility of burning it. So all of that's not permitted and not necessary. And the answer is because this person did bittul. Presumably he did bedika and bittul, habodik sarchivatel, and that's how Rashi resolves that issue. So therefore, the only issue that we have to consider at this point is the possibility he might come to eat it. For that, kfiyas kli. Why not mechitza? So Rashi comes up with that issue later on, because we have the later statement of Yehuda Marav regarding chemsel shel nachri. Rashi learns that means shelo kivach reis. Doesn't say so in the Gemara. That's Rashi's understanding. And when it says you make a mechitza, it's for this reason of heker. Shelo yavol ochlo. Someone asked me today, how could he eat chametz of a guy who knows it's kosher? Okay. Takakasha, but Mistama, he knows it's kosher, I guess. You know, if you assume it was understood, it wouldn't be a or Shem Yabul Ocho is, you don't even realize that it wasn't kosher. You only was Chamsel Shel Nachri. Maybe that's also part of it. You don't realize that you see Chametz around your house. Mistama, it's your Chametz. Of course, it'll be possible. So you need a hacker in the form of a machitza. Machitza, ten tfachim, that's a hacker. So you know it's a Chametz of the Nachri. So here we don't say that. Here we say Kofes Akli. And the difference is, Rashi says, really two things. That's how we saw in the run. It's really two different svaras. That here we're talking about one day, because then you can burn it, Rashi says, at night. There we're talking about you mekabel the chametz for the entire Pesach. So we're talking Erev Pesach, and now what's going to be for Ol Pesach? Kfiyas Kli is good enough to pass you for one day, because that already, you know, comes the end of the day, you'll burn it. Whereas over the course of Pesach, if you're having just a kli, who knows, you may need the kli for something, and then it's going to be a problem. You're going to have the chametz visible again. You might eat it. One difference. Second difference is, here it's Yantav. There it's Erev Yantav. Erev Yantav, you can make a machitza. Yantav, you can't make a machitza. So that would be an issur. And therefore, the option here is kofes akli, and over there, the option is machitza. Are you? Question? This is the din here of Rav Yehuda Amarav. And again, two different cases of hecker. The lashon of the Gemara here is kofes akli, doesn't say hecker, but it's obviously because of hecker. That's the pashtus. Someone had an interesting svara down here yesterday. Maybe it's because of bayatmin. I dafka saw, not exactly what you said, but just the idea that when they were shown him, I think Rimi Lanil says, and it's not a vera bayatmin because he did it already. So, like, they understand that there's bayatmin here, it is mutman, but there's still a problem. They don't say there's one, it's a two isurim, it's two isurim, pashtus. But at least you see that, you know, you're thinking in the right direction, that, oh, maybe there's some myla here that at least you reduce the severity of the isur because it's yatmin, but there's still yatmin isur. So they explain, no, but it's not a problem because you did the bittul and so on. Yeah, that's the pashtus. We're going to see maybe we speak out something very mechudish and someone want to say in the Rambam that maybe there's something else going on. Kofes Akli doesn't say the word hacker in the Gemara. Pashtus, it's hacker. Where does it say the word hacker? Later on. And that's by the case of the Chametz Shel Nachri. Also, Machitza, there, the Lashon Gemara, Mefurish, is Mishum hacker. And that was the problem that the Rashash raised on the other pshat. The other pshat that the Ram brings and the Magen Mishnah B'Shem Bal HaItur, that the case of Chemsa Shel Nachri, Osel Machitza, is not going on what Rashi learns, that it's a case of Lo Kibbol HaBachrais, so you're not liable to any Aveira by your Ramatzi, but you might come to eat it, so you make the Machitza Mishum Hekka. Rather, it's talking about a case of Kibbol HaBachrais, And what you have here is by making a machitza, it's ki'ilu yamiyachid bayis, like we said before, that mela becomes ki'ilu is beis oshonachri, and therefore kabbalah sachrayis is not machayiv you if it's beis oshonachri. So the Rashi jumps on the Gemara. It says Mishum Hecker. So he says, oh, Mishum Hecker, according to the Rif and the Rush, that wasn't in the Gersa as a Gemara. So therefore, you can learn the Gemara very differently. And then what do you do with Hegdish? Then he deals with the issue of Hegdish that we discussed at the end of Shir yesterday. Something also to point out, I think Danny pointed out to me, according to this Pshita, that the Pshat of the Gemara of Chemsa Shonachli is Achrayis, then we don't have the other din. Then what about the case of Shalob Achrayis? Is there a need to make a Mechitza Mishum Hekin? So some Rishonim assume in Chanami. In other words, I think the Ramban is mashma that way, that it means that only by case of Chemsa Shonachli Shekib Achrayis do you need a Mechitza because of Yichid Lobayis. But if it was a case of Lo Kibbo Achrayis, there is no halacha. It's interesting. It means there'd be no halacha to have to make a Mechitza Mishum Hekin. Why not? I mean, you see, by Yifran Chametz B'Pesach, he kofes akli mishum heker, so at least that doesn't say. Maybe because it's chemtesh onachri. Maybe you don't need a heker. I don't know. But the Ritvah, as you noted, says, in a chanami, it's even by kibach rayis because of yichid lo bayis. It means that in a chanami, it doesn't say the case because both cases are requiring you to make a machitza for different reasons. Chemtzo shonachri b'shus Yisrael needs a machitza. Now I ask you why. So if it's a case of hukim achrayis, you need because of a heker. Whether you goris in the Gemara or not, but that's the halacha if it's lo kibach. If it's kibach reis, you need a machitza because it becomes yichid lo bayis. So it comes out that if you learn that the Gemara is talking about achrayis, does it mean only kis achrayis and the other case wouldn't need anything for whatever reason? Or it's both cases with the different reasons. It's just in terms of setting up the two Gemaras. It's interesting, the Rambam quotes the two halachas, we're going to soon get the Rambam, in two different places. This is a diuk. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, when discussing Yonah Bittel, the Rambam brings this halacha of Kofa Krisun, see the details in the Rambam, Bittel, whether there was Bittel or not, Pashtus is Mashma, there was no Bittel, but the Rambam brings the halacha of Matzah Chametz Pesach, Kofes Takri. And Perek Dalid, the Rambam gives you the case of Goyshev Ged Chepsayt Yisrael. Lo Kibach Reis, he learns the case of Lo Kibach Reis. One second. I'm sorry, Halacha Beis. I started quoting Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, in a case of Chametz Shogai, which is not kibbutz achrayis, in kofen lotzi chametz mishuso, but tzarach lasus machitza gvar so tefach b'fnei chemtzo shogai shall shama yibol stapik mimenu. The Rambam learns, like Rashi, that the machitza is for a heker, not to come to eat it. But it's interesting. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Dalet, and the Rambam quotes the other case of Kofes Akli, which presumably is Mishum Hekka, or the Ram doesn't say it. And that's in Paragimel, which might give pause to the suggestion that maybe the halacha in Paragimel of Kofes Akli is not Mishum Hekka. The Ram doesn't bring it together. And the Gersa HaGemara that we have Mishum Hekka, which does appear, is only by the second case. So all the Rishonim that we've seen so far, we're learning it, the first case is Mishum Hecker, but the Gemara didn't say those words. This is why there's one of the Achronim, which I'll mention, start thinking maybe creatively, and you have your creative chat also, but I don't know if that works for the Rambam, still an aver about, you know, about you might say, but either way, there's something about the first case that doesn't say in the Gemara Mishum Hecker, so and the Rambam brings it to in two different places. One more interesting diuk. Anyone had a question before so far? I'm not sure if someone had a hand up. No. When do you burn it? So the case of the first case, Motzei Chametz Pesach, when are you burning it? Motzei Yantif. How many days of Yantif are there? We're talking now in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz. Rashi says, Be'er B'Yivarenu. The Rambam says as well in Perek Gimel. What's the Rambam's Adla Erev? How do you understand that? How do you read the Rambam? Adla Erev. Does the Rambam mean what?
Only one day.
Okay, but tomorrow's Yantif too. Yantif Sheni. But the Rambam is paskining for us. The Rambam expects you to read him without the Gemara, right? The Rambam's introduction to Mishnah Torah says you don't need the Gemara. You just read it. That was the Rambam's, you know, innovation. He thought that you can go right to the halacha. The Rambam should tell you, wait till he should have to give you the information to wait another day. Wait till Lech HaLamayit. I don't know. That's the question. But what does it mean? Could you burn it on Yantif Sheni? And the Rashi too? I mean, the Rashi means because of Gemara. So it's not an interesting thing. I was looking a little bit on this. I was struck by this. So this is brought in, again, Simon Tufnem Vav. The Lashon HaMechaber is like the Rambam. Bimu Yom Tov. If it's chalamoid, take it out, burn it right away. So there's a sefer that is written on some large part of Aruch Chaim, not everything, but a good part of Shulchan Aruch Chaim. That's quoted very often by the Nosei Kehillim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Machzor Shekel, the Prima Gadim, and the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah quotes him there 300 times. And the sefer is called Chemed Moshe. Have you ever seen that quoted? If you learn Mishneh Berurah, Chemed Moshe. You've seen it quoted? So until this year, until yesterday, I didn't know who it was, but I was curious. I'll tell you why I was curious. Because there's a famous Chemed Moshe in Hilchos Chanukah that everybody quotes all the time. So I'll tell you a little bit about the Chemed Moshe. Chemed Moshe lived in the 18th century, the time of the Gedolim, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Baal Shem Tov, that whole Kufa. And it was written, the Sefer was written in 1770, around then. He was a Rav in different places in Litta, Brisk, near Brisk, and other places, but until in the 18th century. And he wrote on Aruch Chaim. Again, they tell you here how many times he was called in the Mishneh Berurah. He called the Sefer Chemed Moshe. Why? Because his name was Gedalia Moshe. But people knew him as Moshe. But Gedalia is Gematria 52. And Chemed is 52. So he called it Chemed Moshe. That was how he called the name. Okay, so he wrote on Aruch Chaim. He also wrote a little poem on Lamedtes Malachis. It's mostly Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Yantif, really. And actually, it shouldn't be most of Aruch Chaim. Mostly Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Yantif. But again, it's quoted tons of times. So he was medayik, on the Lashon HaRambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Sinatap Nimbav. This diuk that Rashi says, Balayla Yivarenu. And Rashi says, and for one day, it's okay to have Kfiyas Kli. One day, it should be 2 days. It's another diuk. So he says, because he says he will be allowed to burn it on Yantif Sheni. Interesting. Okay, so why am I telling you about the Chemed Moshe? Because, just a little digression here. This is a halacha that's very negeya. Very negeya. That's why. Okay, we're going to go back to Pesach in a second, and to Pesach. But, all right, we're holding it really up, that, you know, Chanukah. Simen Tafei Shain Beis. At the end, the Mishneh Berurah brings the following Pesach Halacha. It says that if you don't light right away this man that was given, around Pesach HaKochavim, whatever you'll say is exactly this man, Shetishka Chamat, Shetich Rag Menashuk. So, Mavra's man, so the Machaber thinks like the Rambam, Eimotash Umin, but Lamaisa we hold that you can light Kohalayla. Actually, no, sorry. The Machaber says, Im Avar, Ziazman, the Rambam says you can't light afterwards. It's Magnipach Kohalayla. The Machaber says you can light the whole night. Im Avar Kohalayla, Eimotash Umin. So what's Kohalayla? Until when? We know when does the next day start? Alos HaShachar, right? Kohalayla Adam with HaShachar. So you could light, you know, till four in the morning, five in the morning, you could still light. Mr. Boer, the Simkan Yud Aleph here in Siman Tafeshayim Beis, and you can write with a bracha or not. He says, yeah, can make a bracha. But, depends. Mr. Boer's halak is as follows. Hainu dafka in B'nai Beis in the Urim. What allows you to light way past this man? No one's in the street anymore. Because it's for the B'nai Abayis. Today, Pesimini says, it's for the B'nai Abayis. If somebody's up, besides you, the Madlik, then you can light with a bracha. Avom Yeshenim in Levarach Aleim. In Levarach, I can't make a bracha when you light 3 in the morning. El Yadli below bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Kemo Diladid Hu Layim Levarach El Bizman Pirsim Hanei Sachanami Ledidan. The Imbal Abeso Kodim Wesh Hashachal Matzah Bnei Beso Yeshenim, and everybody's sleeping, sound asleep. Min Anachon Sheikitzim Kadesh Yuchal Adik Bebracha. You have to wake up a couple of people in the house, your roommates, whatever, so you can make a bracha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But then he has in the Sharat Zion, he quotes the Chemed Moshe. The Chemed Moshe here, Paskim's not that way. He says, even if it's just you, he brings those who say what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, where it's coming from. And he disagrees. He says, brings Raius, he says, Shulti Giborim says that if you're Bein HaNachrim and just you, you can light with Mashmeh with the bracha too. It doesn't say without a bracha. Okay, if you have, Mefarshim Bifnei Rabim Yoser Adif. If you let go Anashim, Bishvil Zelo Yivatel Amitzvah V'chein Nogim Ha'olam, you can light with the bracha. Can you rely on the Chevin Moshe V'halacha? Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But then in the Sharat Zion, he gives you more the full story. So he says, what I just told you, Sivkan Yudzai Nisharat Zion. What I just said, Mogin Avram B'derech HaChayim. If no one else is up, just you, don't make a bracha. Do hadlak without a bracha. U'b'sefer chemed Moshe herich b'zeh. This is the Sharat Zion Os Yud Gimel, Os Yud Zayin. V'dayto, dim shachach onenas v'lo hitlik at shi yashnu kulam. So wake up two or three people. V'im yefshu l'hakitzan, mikol makum yadlik v'yivarech. And he tells you why. Shetiki Barma says, if you've been hanachrim, you could write, mashim b'debracha. Yileka anashim b'shuzal yibatil amitzvah. Kein nirali chinogim ha'olam atan l'shono. After quoting Chemed Moshe, usavik brachas l'hakil. He still doesn't want to exactly give too much credit to this. Because usavik brachas l'hakil, big machokas. But then, mikol makom, mi sherotza linho kebaseh ein mochim biyado. That's the extent of the concession of the Mishnah Berurah. Still doesn't want to say Savik Brachas L'Hakel if nobody else can be woken up, but Ein Mochim B'Yado. But L'maisa, if you look at Ramosha's Tshuvas and I thought of David also, Zatahi also, they, a lot of poskim today, I don't know anyone else, they do take on like Chemesh. I mean, Mishnah Berurah says Ein Mochim B'Yado, that you can assume that this could be the Pesumini suggests for you. Again, if you want to wake up somebody, Kavod, just be careful, you shouldn't get too upset with you. But if you want to, you know, it could still be Chatchila better. But if you're stuck, if you're mamish by yourself, so that's the shayla. You know, if you're mamish by yourself, lighting. And I know you guys have, you know, I know you don't light in the actual rooms, but in theory, you know, light at night. If you're, you know, it's one per room now, right? Or it's if you're in an apartment by yourself, this could be in a gaya. You know, there's nobody else around. Now, if you're the only one living there, it could be. It's not like there's anyone else there that could be there. But that's the Chemed Moshe. A little digression. The Sefer Chemed Moshe, very interesting psak. That is, I think, by the posting today, is accepted, the halacha. But I'm not passing exactly for you right now, but my impression is that I know Rav Moshe was very much inclined to accept it. And the Sharat Zion himself says, Ein mochin diyado, if you go like that. So if anyone tells you, you mechuyev absolutely to wake everybody up, and if you can't, you can make a bracha, some bracha suhakel, Ein mochin diyado, even the Sharat Zion says that. Okay, that's based on this sefer. So meanwhile, back to us. So Chemed Moshe says that it sounds like you could actually burn it on the night of the second of Yom Tisha Galus. Interesting. Okay, all this is one layer of the sugya. Now, all this is assuming, so kofer is a kli, because you did bittel. If you didn't do bittel, then what? So then what could be a few possibilities? In Rashi, for example. Rashi, we thought, is mashma more. Yotzi enu, get out of your resource, throw it into the water, whatever. The Ran said more than that. The Ran says, if it wasn't a case of bittel, yisrafenu. Why yisrafenu? Sarach hayom. Was it sarach hayom? because it's a mitzvah of Srifas Chametz. That was connection to Rabbi Akiva before. And then we saw perhaps Malkum Mechalik between Rabbi Akiva before and the case over here. So maybe not so simple, but that is if there was no bittul. But Chorus, certainly, if there was no bittul, certainly you should have to do more than Kofes Akli, one or the other, either Srefa or Dimotzi at Ayimitalto Muksa. By your Rabbi Matzah is at stake. How can you tell me Muksa is going to stand in the way? If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, the Pashtus in the Rambam is Mashma. The Loka Rashi on this book. The Rambam says, Paragimu. He tells you, in lo bitul kodim sheish, then it's too late. You can't do bitul once it comes, becomes asa ba'na, at sheish shows, midrabanan already. You can't do bitul. Ena bitul mo, ena b'shusa shalad b'shusa, v'akos b'osel ki u'b'shusa. V'chayv l'varo b'chol eif shim se'en. So now the Rambam is holding in the case where you didn't do bitul. And then you have to burn a chametz as soon as you find it. There's no bitul. A raging Bali Rabbi Matzah here. The image. So beyond this, kofa alav kli ad le'evu mevaro. Dib shal hegdishu and etzarech shal kof roshim. The Rambam's flow is mashma. And this is what the Magid Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam. V'das Rabbeinu l'fi ha'nira l'farsha afilu b'lo bito. You see what, right? The Rambam doesn't say a word about bito. The Alpha became Eina Yachul Sarfu Biyomtu Velo Faro Lazarosa Laruach. And even though there's no bitul, you have no heter to do Sreifu or Farza Laruach, the Yish Mepharshim Dafka Bishikfar Bitlo. Hamlo Bitlo Yachul Sarfu Lazarosa Baruach. He doesn't explain the Rambam, but he says that's what it seems from the Rambam. It's not just the Magid Mishnah that went to chat the Rambam that way, then the Iri here and our Sugya also takes the Rambam Ki'ilu that seems to pass this in the Rambam. And he wonders about it. He brings this Gemara. The dove is there. Yesh mefarshim mosel b'shekfar bitlo. She'in kan lav de lo yiroya. El mitzvah bir midibay sofrim. Be'in doch in tilto mipaneha. You don't push away the isr tilto because of the mitzvah bir de rabbanan. Al kosher lo bitlo dochen isr tilto. Lo tzio k'dei shul yavar la bayirat. Umikol makom says the Meiri gdoli ha-mechabrim pirshua ape lo bitlo kod misur. V'hu tamua. By pushing away Yisra Muksa, what are you gaining? You're spearing yourself to Averis of Lavin, Abai Maimatsay, and Mekayim Tashbisu. So all to waive Yisra Tiltu, isn't that worth cost-benefit analysis? Isn't that better to waive Yisra Tiltu, Mekayim Tashbisu, and avoid Abai Maimatsay? And even though you find by shofar lo yitiru ki mitzvah b'tchiyas tiltu, that's only an asay and a srach lagla. But here it's two lavin and asay. He points that out. Okay, so over there it's not mamish at the same time. Here it should mamish be allowed. Why should it be that we don't wave isra tiltu for the sake of being able to get rid of the chametz? So it's a very difficult Rambam. Before we see what the Keres Mishnah says, and there's a couple of svarish, there is a tosis that is relevant. It has the Tosis in Ksuvis and Dav Zayin. How does it come up in Ksuvis Dav Zayin? Because the Gemara is discussing an aspect of Mitoch, the rule of Mitoch, Mitoch Shehutro Litzorach, Hutro Shelo Litzorach. So Tosis brings this famous Shita that we mentioned in Beit Zadav Yudeis. Tosis is there, Tosis is here. What does Mitoch always mean? Not Memel, it's always Mutter. Even lo tzorach klal, it has to be tzorach hayom, tzorach mitzvah, like the case in the Mishnah in Beit Zadav Yud Beis, katan lemulo sefer Torah likros bo. Avo shelo tzorach hayom klal lo, hotzah savanim has no purpose. That wouldn't be mutter based on mitoch. Ofer miyom tevlechol, the sugya later in Pesachim, that there's nothing here at tzorach hayom because everyone's eaten already. So then it could be possible malkish for the avera of the malacha, except if you heard of hoel, so then maybe the orchem would come. But you see that if it's lo tzorach hayom klal, it's not mutter. Shchitas Olas Nedava. We had this in the earlier Tosis also about the Ndama Nedavos. Okay, so there's a Tzorach that it shouldn't be that you have your meal and your food and Hashem doesn't have his, so to speak. So that's a Tzorach in terms of the Tzorach Hayom for Shach Ndama Nedavos. Tosis then goes to Argamar. Says Umotzi Chametz B'toch Beiso Daminan Ipsachin Kofel of Kli. And the question is, why Kofel of Kli? Why don't we allow you to burn the chametz? V'lo sharinan l'sarfo mishamitoch. And for Tosfos, hainu mishum the asur l'sarfo midrabanan mishum muktza. The asur l'tautelo. The asur l'tautelo. You can't move it. That's the answer. Because it is a tiltal. Tosis says, maybe you have a simple answer. So what does that mean? So really Tosis is saying that mitoch should work if it's a tzorach hayom. Is it a tzorach hayom? Is it a tzorach? Of course it is. But tiltal. It's a pelvic azah. Tiltal muksa stands in the way. Maybe you'll answer over there because it's talking that you did bittul. That's the answer. So it's not a tzorach at all, because you did bittul already. Who says that? Rashi. Tosus dismisses that. Avot ein lo ma de ayrik shabitlo. Me komaka midrabanan mitzvah sarfo. Just because you did bittul. Midrabanan is a mitzvah sarfo, no. V'habi tzorach hayom, the mitzvah drabanan. Am isharin an hecha diikol mer mitoch. Tzorach hayom has the mitzvah d'oraisa. So if you have to burn it even after bittul, it's also tzorach hayom. So Tosus mamish takes Rashi head on and disagrees. To the contrary, bittul wouldn't help you. The problem is mitoch. But tiltul is a tiltul. What's going on? Pshantosis. What's pshantosis? Again, we had the Rambam already to deal with. The Rambam didn't talk about a case of bittul. The Rambam says you can't, and something else to ask in tosis. You can't mitaltal it. But what's our shayla? Do what? There's another shayla you have to understand. Pshantosis. Do what? Straight for where it is without moving it. Right, another problem. There's really double problem here, Tosis. How could tiltul stand in the way if you have at the Meiri Yash and the Rambam? Bayi Rabbi Matze, Tashbisu. So tiltul muksa is going to stand in the way? And the second question, do this way from Bimkoma. The Ramaz Lashon here, when he brought the Shulchan Aruch, I started reading the Machabit for Yivarenu v'mu yom tov yechbol of kli v'oz Yivarenu Ramah ufi shalo yuchel l'tal t'lo v'yom tov gam l'sorfo b'mkomo aser Lashon HaRamah. But how did Tosus take care of that? If Tosus was making the case that Sreifa is a tzorach hayom, even if it was bittul, be a tzorach hayom. So Elamai, the problem is only tiltul. So we only know there's no bittul, but there's no heter of tiltul. But do Sreifa b'mkomo? Yeah.
In total saying that the reason why Rashi doesn't necessarily work or the Shita Ram, because we would say that the Darabanan Chiyuv of Dior is enough to be a Tzar Hayom. A lot not any other Darabanan, but just specifically the Darabanan.
Tosin says the Darabanan is not any less Tzar Hayom than a Daraisa. That's
what I'm saying. It's
even it's not going to solve your problem just because you had Bittul, but if you're going to have, the Svara Mitoch here, then you should say Mitoch even Darabanan.
Are we saying that by all Darabanan, or specifically the Darabanan of Biyochim?
No, Darabanan Biyochim. It's Yacham want you to burn a Chametz even after Bittul. Okay, so then it should still be a mitzvah to Darabanan, and should be Mitoch. Elamai, something else is the issue. Could be with no Bittul. But the problem is, Tiltul looks it. So first of all, what a burn it where it is. Where he is. So the easy answer to that, a second Yaakov, the easy answer would be, yeah, but Pashtus, when you're burning it, you're moving it. The Tosfos didn't want to get into the deep pratim. Yeah, technically, maybe you could burn a b'mkom, but that's not usually, you're not going to, it's not usually what happens. So, Mela, you're going to have to move it. So let's just leave that question. I would just leave it with that. But I think the other question, the fundamental question, is in the Iris Kasha. Like, how could Tosfos make tiltul muksa stand in the way of being able to do the mitzvah of Sreifa which is a tzorach hayom, and the other one's a bari rai matzeh. So, like, how could tutu muksa be the barrier? Yaakov. Yeah, that's good. There is that. Tosfos does say there's a lot of possibilities. See, the custom isn't something, a variation of that. You want to bring the Tosfos Chav Tes. Let's put it on the table. Tosfos Shita there. Masha Chometz Amanas Levaro, Tosfos says. Famous Shita's Tosfos in Sachem Chav Tes and Reis. Masha Chometz Amanas Levaro is not by Rabbi Matzei. He says, to that extent, there's a Nitaka Asei. Nitaka Asei is not just Stam and Nitaka Asei that there won't be Malkus. But it's near, I say, that the lab is not a vera if your das is to do the destroy it. So you're holding on to it, but it's amnasuvara. Yeah, so that would be a fallback option, right? I don't know if you have to say quite with that tosis, but it's a controversial sheet of tosis. Then you say there's no bari bari matze at all. What? Yeah, you have to know there's a whole tumun achronim whether that tosis means there's no tashbisu either. Could be if you learn the context of Tosis, you might come to that conclusion. But there are achronim who think that all Tosis meant is nobody by Yimatse, it's Nitaka Asse. But Tashbisu still there exists. So now you have to consider Tashbisu Daraisa and Tiltamuksa Drabana. If you hold like those achronim that there is a Tashbisu problem, it's not a Balyavad problem, which is the Gemara there. So then you still have to feel why is Tiltamuksa more important than the Mitzvah Tashbisu Daraisa? There's no Bitu, there's a Mitzvah Tashbisu. So you have to know if that would be enough of an answer. But this is, of course, our problem. Before we see the Kesef Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah has a few suggestions. Yes? If it's not, the Rachachamim also hold you could do Sreifa. You're saying the fact that it doesn't have to be Sreifa is already... So what are you going to do? Let's say mifarvasar l'ruach. Let's even say that. So why should the iser muksa stand in the way of doing that? Take it out, and then throw into the river. Or with your feet, whatever. No, you have to get it to the river. And I get it to the river with your foot all the way to the river. I don't know. You mean throw it to the fire also with your foot? Okay. I don't know. So there's a lot to think about here. There is a shita, and what we have is Tosfos shita and the Rambam shita seem to be that even our case of Kofes HaKli is even without Bittul. And the question is why, and as the Meiri asks, why wouldn't Tiltul Muksa be waived for the sake of doing what you need to do to this Chametz? I mean, the Raisa, there's a Bari Bari Matze pending here, and it misses Tashbis. Just before the Kesef Mishnah, there is like a bit of a out-of-the-box svar I saw. I don't know what to make of it exactly. It's strange, but I don't know. Maybe to just put it out there. Tosfos, we want this to work because of what halacha, mitoch, right? At least, sreifa, right? Mitoch, shehutro, tzorach, hutro, shelo, tzorach. That means we're matir malacha. Havara means malacha is mutter. Malacha is mutter, right? Tilto, you're right. Tilto is just it's a more lenient iser than melacha, but it's not melacha. It could be mitoch. You have to know sugi mitoch well, but maybe mitoch can only operate because what it says is if you see that the melacha has a built-in leniency, it's mutar litzorach. So then mitoch kicks in and extends the iser shelo litzorach b'tzorach hayom. But it's only the heter mitoch is specifically targeted at the melacha, at the havara. In other words, havara litzorach. You can't use mitoch to be matir tiltum. I don't know if it's a full answer or not, because we're saying the chum should wave tiltum. But the context of Tosfos is mitoch. So if you just read the Tosfos, kilo without getting too excited, just the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos, you need the tzorach hayom. And if for Rashi, to say for Rashi that it's with bittul, it's still a tzorach hayom, because the chum want you to do sreifa. So it's a tzorach with rabbana. So what's the answer? The answer is lo shavim lo sarfa mishum. Lashon tells mishum mitoch, haynu mishum da asa lo sarfa midrabban some muksa. So what Tosfos is saying is mitoch is matir malacha. Mitoch is not matir isa muksa. Again, something still doesn't fit right with us. Like the Meiri says, why shouldn't the Chacham waive this Isra Tiltul Muksa for the sake of? But it's a different question. Tosas never was focusing on that. Tosas, let it be Mitoch. Just understand, Mitoch is a heter in the Malach. A Malacha that's Hutar for some things, so there's a weakness in the Malacha becomes Mutar for other things. Here, we're coming from a different angle. Tiltul Muksa is not the Malach of Havara. So Tosas is saying, Havara B'Seder. Any kind of tzarach hayom will match havara, but tilta muksa, that doesn't go into mitoch. Again, I don't know if the full answer, just an interesting chat. Because really, at the end of the day, we want Chacham to waive this tilta for the sake of what would be toch, if toch would work. So Chacham should also understand that our iser should also allow you to go, you know, to be metel to the muksa for the sake of what's necessary. Don't call it mitoch, call it the Chacham waiving their iser. What does the Keset Mishnah say? It brings a few different svaras. Each one is, you know, requires its own limud. The Keset Mishnah, Mistama, you have it, you saw it, I hope so. The Keset Mishnah on this Ramban, Paragimel, Halacha Ches. He asked the Kasha, that goes from Marius, asked the Kasha, Yevareno Bimkomo. He even acknowledges that it could be Bimkomo, Mitoch. So where do we see such a svar yesterday? We had in the Maram Chalava, right? It's not considered tzarach hayom. Could have done it yesterday. Then he brings the Gemara Ksuvus Dav Zayin over there. Mitoch is only hanoah shava l'chol nefesh, l'chol guf adam. There has to be hanoah that achshi ochel chol nefesh. Here it's not called hanoah l'shum guf. This is interesting. The Gemara is talking about a case like mugmar. Mugmar means that it's a sweet aroma. You burn incense at the end of the meal. Is that called shava l'chol nefesh? They used to discuss this for the issue of smoking. People who smoked before they knew it was such a terrible, unhealthy thing to do. So is it mutter and yantif to smoke? So the question is, who smokes? Only smokers smoke. So is that enough to call shavu l'chol nefesh? Many people don't smoke. So the discussion of that. So this halacha in mitoch has to be shavu l'chol nefesh. So he says, hana l'chol nefesh. I don't know what to make of that teretz. That's another teretz. But Tosus b'ksubis tirtzu. Now comes the teretz of Tosus. That you can't do it because of the tiltil. The le'olam b'shelo bitlo. Umay de'lo sharina l'sarfum b'shem ditoch. And mishum da'asa l'sarfum d'rabban b'shem muksa. V'kasha li'al divreyam. Now comes our kasha. V'chi mishum isur d'rabban an sharina l'elash. Oso b'lavar b'yor b'yimatz. Like the Meiri asked. Because an isur d'rabban of muksa were matir. We're going to be matching Isid Araisa by Yom Matzei. The Yeshua number one. Chachamim asu chizuk ledivrehem. Okay. Kachaze. The Chachamim feel they don't want people to be lax in what we tell them. So therefore, they'll add the prices by Yom Matzei. So be it. That's what it sounds like. Asu chizuk ledivrehem. We're not bending. We find sometimes Chacham asu yosu mishal Torah. Listen to Gemara. Sometimes the drabana can be more chum than the deraisa. Chum wanted in machazik what they said. One, the od. The ilu lavar al isa muksa, to do bayir muksa, you need to do a maisa. The lavar bayir roya b'sheva al tasahu. Okay, so what? So he's passive. Uritsono hayolavaro. He really wanted to do it, but he's held back. Elisha chacham masru, therefore, eino over Allah. That wouldn't put you in violation. Interesting word here. The Umra Tabayimad say, Elk Shabishusa, Haya Lavaro, the Enum Lavaro. I'm Haya Onus. Lo, the Zer Onus. So, what is he saying? Since your Avera has not become Ba'ase, your Avera is that your hands are tied because Acham say don't do it, so it doesn't become an Isra Ba'ayimad say either. Why? Because you're an Onus. What does he mean? What is the Svaro Kefimishna really saying? We should be able to explain it well. Go ahead.
I just thought it was super difficult. And how are you ever going to be over on chametz? Being have chametz that comes based off, no matter what, in any situation, you'll never be over on yomtiv itself because you can't burn it.
Well, that's right. Ever. That's the case. That's why kofar kli. Awesome. No, because the point is, chalamay, you have to deal with it. But yomtiv, because acham don't want isamuksa, to be violated. So therefore, that which you're not taking care of the chametz is because you want to comply with the chametz directive. So you're an honest, there's nobody by matzah. What does he mean? Yes? We're talking into bedikah. Because they're going now, the Rambam and Tosis, there's no bedikah. But what you're right, you're comparing it to that case of the Ran, but I think you're on the right track. We want to set a geshmak in the Ran. Go ahead.
Yeah, that it's all about what the Torah prescribes you to do, that as long as you've kind of done whatever you're supposed to do.
What does by Rabbi Matzeh really mean by definition? By Rabbi Matzeh means there cannot be chametz in you. What does it do with me? Like, what is the Torah saying? What lies within by Rabbi Matzeh? We brought this far from Rav Nachum. I found Rav Tversky here, but Shiva Panovich, he says, Pshan the Kesem Mishnah, the same word that Rav Nachum said. By Rabbi Matzeh means the Torah is directing itself to us, saying, make sure, do something that there shouldn't be chametz in your rishus. So even though here it's ironic, here you didn't do it beforehand, but l'maisa, now you, to the extent that right now you're facing the chametz in front of you, and right now you're an honest because of muksa. So if there isn't anything that you could do at that point that there would be a violation more than what you're doing, then you're not in violation. It's not just pshat, you're an honest, stop. It's that the whole Avera is defined as not listening to the directive of what the Avera is, what the Avera is telling you. Now this is a bit, it's l'mashu like the Ran. The Ran says you did a good bedika, but you missed something. There was chametz in a place to l'machnis and b'chametz. So l'mafreya, you're not over. Because as long as you did what is expected of you, then you complied by Rabbi Matzeh. Now this is a bigger chiddush. Because in that case, you did what you did before Yantif, but you missed something. Here, you didn't do what you should have done. So the fact that it was tchilaso bipshia, you could save yourself with an onus. He's calling it an onus. But wait a second. Had you done the bedikah beforehand, you wouldn't be stuck with the chametz now. So there is a bit of a leap here. Because we're saying, if you freeze this frame right now on Yantif, yeah, there's nothing I can do right now, so then maybe you're not over. We're not saying the tosis on chavtes, Yaakov. This is not what the Ran, there's a different word. Tosis is saying a new word. Masha chatzras levaro is not bayra. He's saying you're an onus because Acham don't act. So that which I can't do anything, the bayra tell me to do something, but the Acham say don't do it. So I'm not in violation because the Torah only expects me to do something to the extent that I can do it. So that is verse says that's pshat in the Kesed Mishnah. He says onus. Because of honest. Says, what's pshat? Like the Torah says, lo sachmod. And Mitzias is chomeg. What is the Torah telling you? What's lo sachmod? What should I do differently? Umuchrach the mashamer Torah lo yirai. Etzem halav havi the olav laso shelo yirai. That's what lawyer means. You have to do something shelo yirah, meaning leich levar lisovis achametz. So it has to do with before Pesach, has to do on Pesach. Bayirah is always about an action implicit in the Torah's words. Bayirah is a directive. So to the extent that the directive, the chacham tell you don't act because of tilta muksa, they want to hold on their line of not moving the muksa. So then right now I'm not fine bayirah because there's no directive that I would like to do it. I'm ready to do it, but the Chum saying not to do it. That's not the first opportunity. You have to do it. That would be complying with Bayira. That's the part of the Kesef Mishnah. Yes, Ellie.
How do we say that Bayira is a directed lato if
Kesef Mishnah
just says
the Shev al-Tasa? No, it's meaning the violation is you're not acting because of a good reason. If you would be acting, but you have no choice but to act, that would be an Avera. Maisi did an Avera. Here, by not acting, by not doing the directive, that's not because you had no choice but to stay passive, that's not an Avera Bayira. Bayira tells you to do something, but if I have another force that I have to acknowledge, another authority, it's only don't act, so the Torah acknowledges that, oh, that's keeping you from doing it, okay. So to the extent that you have some good excuse, and you can't destroy the chametz now because of muksa, so that's not bayira anymore. Bayira says act when you could. So by being passive, because I have no choice but to be passive, there's no violation. That's the vorn of the kesef.
This
Is it not? Can we not understand the Pesach just simply to mean that without the idea of what the command is telling us, just found that on a certain
Yeah, but you said that.
That's only when you did something beforehand.
There is a chiddush here, because you could have argued that once you were in the beginning, you failed in acting according to Ba'yirah standards beforehand, even though now you're an anus, but the chum still told you not to move the chametz now. So I guess he says to extend it right now, you're stuck. You can't see violating the Torah's Ba'yirah, because right now I have a good excuse. Yeah, that is the other answer. One more answer. He says from Abinu Manoach, he quotes, which is a Rishon, also on the page, but he quotes it here. He says, interesting. The Tashbisu is taking is happening when? The Tashbisu is happening when? When you're burning the chametz. And what are we saying you should be able to do? Move the chametz in order to burn it. So it's not, if we to wave it at the same time that the Avera is being violated, there's the mitzvah, so the Avera Hakala yields to the, you know, to the higher value. But here they're not coinciding with time, because the Kiyama mitzvah happens later. It's interesting. Even though through Mitalta the Muksa you'd be able to do the Tashbisu, but Abinu Manoach is saying if it's not happening simultaneously, then each thing stands by itself. Then right now you're not going to be able to say, well, we'll wave the Tiltul Chametz so that you'll be able to do that in order to do the Tashbis. It has to be Mamish Be'idna, as we call it. By Dechia, we find that idea. It said the Chalos Asay, that at the time that the Aver is liberated, that's when the Asay is being fulfilled. It's interesting, just on this note, I want to share with you Magen Avram. He brings a Shula, and he has this Kasha, similar Kasha. But there's other Kashas you can ask on this Shula. Again, it can be interesting, another possibility of what should happen to someone who finds Chametz for Pesach. Sif Katan Beis, in this Magen Avram, in Tafnim Vav, he brings some of the, what we just discussed, Tosis and Ksuvis and so on. Ubishila Kasav, says the Magen Avram, Mishem HaShila. Here's what you do. Yotzi HaChametz Ayidei Akum. Amira Akum. Now tell a guy to take the Chametz out of your house. That's what the Shulah suggests. Yotzei HaChametz Ayidei Akum. Why? The Us, Lashon HaShulah, the Us, quoted by the Magen, the Usi Asei Derabanan, the Tashbisu, the Dachi, Lo Sasei Derabanan, the Amiru La'akum. That's the Lashon of the Shulah that he's quoted. The Asei Derabanan, the Tashbisu, is going to cause the Lo Sasei Derabanan of Mir la'akum to be waived. That's Pashtus and Nisid Rabban, Mir la'akum. Mir la'akum yields to the Asir of Tashbis. Now, he continues, Afagab de Gabi Shofar lo shari Mir la'akum. If you have to get a shofar out from whatever your favorite is, a malach involved to get the shofar out from under a gabble, whatever it is, you can't say, we'll have the non-Jew do it for you. Shani hasam de be'idna de me'ekar lab lo me'kaim asay, mash'enkin kan. Says the Shula, there, the assay is blowing the shofar subsequently. But to pull out the shofar from the rubble, let's say, through the akum, that's an aveira mir akum now. And the assay is not till later. Fek them akum lishono. Vitzarach iyum, the hachinambi. Says the Magen Avraham. Afal pi shenosno la'akum, adayna in a mekayim ha'assay ad sheyavarenu min ha'olam. When is the assay being fulfilled? What? When it's destroyed. So here's also not. That's the Magen Avraham's question on this Shulah. Now, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Baden and Hagos has another point to ask. He says, Damir la'akum. So what does the Shulah say? Tell the non-Jew to take it out. Yesh lefakpek, the Yesh lomar. So what did the Shulah assume? That the Tashbisu is happening at the same time of the Avera of Tiltul Muksa, right? But wait a second. Who's Mital to the Muksa? The guy. So who's Mekayim Tashbisu? When? When the guy is acting on my behalf? Shlichus works for non-Jew. The Jew is, who's taking out the Chametz? Not the Jew. Well, then how could it be that I'm doing the mitzvah Tashbisu when it's being taken out? The non-Jew took it out. What?
It's my chametz.
Steve Chametz would be the shir regardless of who does.
Well, but what the Sfarad is later. Well, that's the question. He says, the Lomba Kaim is that say Tashbisa Kim the Navarro Aide Nachri, Venshkichus the Nachri, the Havi Kinasa Beer Meatsmo, the low Kim as a Tashbisa, who burnt the Chametz? The Nanjib burnt the Chametz, Enshkichus the Akum. What is the where's the Tashbisa here in this case? What? So what do you think? You think the Tashbisa is happening when?
Well, maybe a question on when you're
So what if we say like this? That when I tell the non-Jew, get this chametz out of my house, that's my mikim of tashbisu. Not what he does and he's acting like. That's what you say. I think you're saying. What we tell the non-Jew, you know, mister, can you take this out of my house? That's my submit for tashbisu. That's the tashbisu. Not the maisa that he does, Kiyu, that I did it. The Damir Lakam is the maisa mitzvah.
Would that
won't
mean
be
that?
Won't be the Kiyu mitzvah. Wait. The maisa mitzvah tashbisu is when I tell him to take it out. When will be the Kiyu mitzvah? Let's say he doesn't take it out. Was that my kind of mitzvah? No. Let's say I throw the chametz into the fire, but then the fire goes out a second later, doesn't burn the chametz. What's the maisa mitzvah tashbisa? Throwing into the fire. But when does the kiyum mitzvah come? When the chametz is kolah, when it gets destroyed. So it could be that the amir ala akum is the maisa mitzvah tashbisa. The Rav Kivir is saying it happened by itself. The tashbisa said, no, it didn't happen by itself. I did tashbisa. The maisa mitzvah was telling the guy to take it. The kiyum mitzvah is when it got burnt. He doesn't have to be acting on my behalf when it's getting burnt. I just have to do a maisa mitzvah tashbisa. So I tell him, take it out. That's interesting. Again, it's all mainly Indian to the Rabbeinu Manoach talks about the timing of it, and the Bekibegu asks, I'll be here as well. I mean, the Magen Avraham asks, it's here as well. It's not exactly the same thing. And the Bekibegu asks, how is it Mekam Tashbisa with the non-Jews burning it? It's burning on itself. But no, the Amir La'akam, that's what they were saying. The Amir La'akam is itself a Tashbisa. It's interesting. Yeah.
And even if you don't want to go into the fellowship, the other way, maybe the Amir La'akam only kicks in once he actually does the maisa. So if I follow the guy to move it, then maybe it would only, I'm only over in Israel, the Amir La'akam once he actually moves it. Once he moves it from higher shelves, that has to have a game that's
when he moves it.
Not my business anymore. It only becomes making a fellowship between maisa and kiyan.
When he takes it out, it's not. But as he's taking it out, what
is he called by the Shabbat on Shabbat? Is that reorder? Is that good, or only if they actually do this?
It could be. It depends on the nature of the ism tzolchefzacha. If it's like if it's the ism tzolchefzacha, the actual nira itself is us. I mean, if you tell him to do it, and he doesn't act on your behalf. There is a Shulchan Aruch Rav that says that miral akam is like yeshlichus la'akam l'chumra. So then it would come out, he has to do the malacha, and then it's as if you did the malacha. Because yes, if you say that the reason for Miral Akam is Mimso Chefsecha, that your Dibur should be a Dibur of Shabbos dik and not for Malacha dik, then it could be, even if it didn't get done, it could be an afkamina between what the reason for the Miral Akam is based on. Yeah, you have to know. It could be, right, interesting question. He doesn't actually take it out, but you told him to take it out. Okay, so these are all issues. Again, just one more inyan before we'll talk about Nyan Diyoma. Just one more. Just I told you before, there's a strange pshat in the Rambam. This is from Rav Zolti, and they say from Mishnas Yavetz. He has this chiddush. He builds the chiddush out, but he wants to say, why did the Rambam mention? We told you there's two Rambams, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, and that's the Halacha of Kofes Akri. If you find it on Yantif, according to the Rambam, you didn't do Bittul, right? That's the pashtus in the Rambam, whatever the teretz is going to be. But the Rambam says Tiltum Muksa stands in the way, but Kofis Akri. And then we said it's a hecker, Pashtus, it's a hecker. That's how everyone learns. But the Rambam has Perek Dalet, and he brings Machitza by the case of a Nachri, Shelo Kibu Achrayis, Chemso Shel Nachri. He says, you make a Machitza, Sasara, and you do it. And the Rambam says, Shelo Shema Yabul Estapik Mimena, which is a hecker. So why did the Rambam bring these two halachas in separate places? Which gives Zavdolti a suggestion that maybe Kofis Akri is not Hecker. Don't forget, the Gemara's Lashon Mishum Hecker was only mentioned the second time. So he has this very, again, out of the box chidush, Mishnah Siyavet Simen Ches. that the Rambam learns at the end of the Siman. I found this in the Frankel Rambam until I came out. I was looking at the Rambam in the back. The Frankel Rambam, the Mitzayin, this Rav Zolti, Mishnas Yavetz, and the Rambam Per Gimel Lach Ches, or it's in the other place, I forget where they quoted it. So he says at the end of Siman Ches, that the Rambam understood Kofes HaKli is not Hekka. What is it? It's a Maisa Bittel. Everyone's going to ask me, Bittel? Bittel doesn't work once it's already the Shasa Issa. So he has his Chiddush. The Bittel, Belay, Bittel, Bidvar doesn't work. But a Maisa Bittel can work even after the Torah says it's not Yerushas. Where did it come from? Okay, you have to know where it's coming from. This is unique chiddush. You can, there's a maisa, something called a maisa bittel. A maisa bittel can work even at the shasa issa. It's ki ilu yomashchich lekavim. The shuvin abay bay matse. Either kavim might not eat it, but that's considered a maisa bittel. So to kofes akli, here is a nicer shabitu, v'shuv eina over by yira, a new solution for the Rambam. This is, takes away all these kashas of the Kesav Mishnah. There was no bitu. So we have to figure out, maybe the Pshan the Rambam is, it's not the same time, or the chamur kept the ve'em makam iser by yira, or there's no by yira because you're an anus. No, no, no. You did a nicer bitu, there's no by yira anymore. Bitu doesn't work. Bitu like this works. Nicer bitu can work even afterwards. And the Ram doesn't say Hecker, because the Ram is not dealing with some Hecker. That's not the only part of the picture. It's because you're doing something to show I'm not interested in the Chametz. Upiza nicha kusha sameiri ala Ramban. Delama lo nitcha isa tilto kidei lishamer mishnei lavin. But no. Haribazeh gufe shakofe kli hu nishma mishnei lavin with kaima se shalash basa. Fine, it's a chidish asam. You understand what we're saying here? Your kofes are kli. Again, it doesn't say the Gemara Mishum Hecker. It's a new word. You're doing bitul biadayim. That works even on Yantif. You say, oh, understand this. Pasha, understand that only in your front, the only time you could have such a thing. Typically, Chol HaMoed, you couldn't get away with this trick. Chol HaMoed, you have the afsharut of burning it. So this would be, you know, which would fall short. Is that Pasha? Because there's an Issa Toto and Issa Levaro, therefore the Maisa Bittel can be fulfilled by Kofes HaKli. But if you find Chametz B'Chol HaMoed, where you could take it out and burning it, so it's not called a Maisa Bittel if you cover it with a Kli. Because since you have the power to remove it physically, so then you can't call it a Maisa Bittel because you obviously can do more. So the fact that you couldn't do more, it's a tilto, it's a sreifa, so this call a maisa bittel, so it takes care of by matse. And that's why the Gemara doesn't say Mishum Hecker right away. The Gemara says Mishum Hecker the second time by Mechitza, by Chamsa Shon Nachri. Because in the first case, it's not Mishum Hecker, it's a maisa bittel, not the by matse. And that's why, again, that's why the Rambam, the Dukta B'Divya Rambam, that this halacha of Kofes HaKli is a paragimel, by Dine Bittel, because it's a maisa bittel. That's why I'm putting it together with Halacha Bittel. We'll come with Chanukah, Vort. I don't know. It's a chiddush, a very big chiddush. This is what he says. A very big chiddush. It's a new pshat in the Rambam, a new pshat in the Gemara. Okay.